Welcome to World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN. I'm David Dye. Our guests today, Pickwick, are based in Seattle, Washington. They initially garnered attention after releasing a 7-inch called Myths in 2011. The band's music then was mostly based around singer Galen Diston's acoustic strum guitars. By the time they released their debut studio album in March, entitled Can't Talk Medicine, things had taken a turn to a more soulful direction. On the album, you will also hear some found sounds, some sound effects they put in their songs. We'll ask them about that and more after this performance of that song called Myths.
Do good, guys.
Hey, Robbie, will you come here, please?
Sit down to a plate of nothing in the pit hole of existence. I know it's not even a word. My name, it means nothing. Standing 3 steps from the altar, and I'm sitting by the window. They come a looking for my brother. I know it's not even a word. No, my. His brother.
Live in the World Cafe today, we're joined by Pickwick from their hometown of Seattle, Washington. And that's a piece from the debut album, Can't Talk Medicine, Brother Roland, coming out of Myths. And we'll talk a bit about Myths as we get into our interview, because Myths was a compilation of some of the early 7-inches that the band released. But some of those songs are on Can't Talk Medicine. But welcome, guys. Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thanks so much for having us.
Thank you.
Now, one of the things you notice right off the bat with that, and it's throughout Can't Talk Medicine, is your guys' use of found sound. And tell me about your attraction to that. And can we read a lot into what these people are saying in these little snippets?
Yes, you can.
Ah.
Well, the house that we recorded the record in is the house where, you know, majority of the band lives and where we practice. And as we recorded there all of last year, the house kind of took on its own life. And part of the life of the house that made it onto the record is our roommate Bradley, who has this blog called Lonely with Noise, where he goes around to thrift stores, lifts the cassette tapes, and then compiles the found audio. So he has this amazing library of strange.
Bradley's Damian Jurado's drummer, so Damian's into that kind of stuff too. And it's kind of a nod to those guys.
Yeah, so we feel like the content of those fit in nicely with sort of the schizophrenia and fear that pervades the record.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. There is a spookiness to this record if you go just a little bit below the surface, and as you say, you can read it as a little bit schizophrenic, I'm sure. It's unusual that a band forms and then disbands but keeps going, which is kind of what you guys did. There's two incarnations to this band. Galen Singh, is your songs were kind of, and your presentation kind of alone, were at the heart of the early Pickwick. Maybe you can describe what went on.
Yeah, I mean, at the old Pickwick, and this is pre-Myths.
Right.
I would just write I'm a huge Bob Dylan fan. I'd write a song on an acoustic guitar, and then we'd perform, you know, the band would arrange it. And, I mean, for the most part, I think we all were pretty bored. So I don't know if that speaks to me solely as a songwriter, but it started to make a lot more sense, you know, right around when we recorded Myths, when we started writing the songs together. I think we all found our strengths, and we're trying new things, and that kept it exciting, you know, where... Not to dog acoustic guitars, I love them and all, but I'm not that good of an acoustic guitar player.
Well, also, you had to change how you sing, too, right? I mean...
Yeah, I mean, that was the exciting part for me, was, you know, standing in front of my microphone, you know, with people there or not, and just sort of, you know, doing something that I'd never done before, because these songs were a lot more demanding vocally. They just kind of drew it out of me, you know?
And if you've, I've watched a bunch of live videos of you guys, and there's so much more interplay in the band with the parts, and that has to come from writing these things together, too. So that sounds great.
Yeah.
Now, I mentioned Myths, and it seems that as soon as you guys started, you started recording and kind of, it sounds like you were kind of handing out your demos. I mean, you were making 7-inches of early songs, and those got gathered together. I understand you feel that there's been much progression since then.
I think that the Myth songs that were re-recorded for Can't Talk Medicine are the versions that I think we, you know, over time matured into, as opposed to, you know, did on the first shot in a weekend like we did on Myths, which was fun too. But
right.
Well, it was Hacienda Motel one of those early ones?
That was the first song that we ever wrote as a band with this new kind of mindset of trying to write collaboratively. So it was just, and that was kind of the reason why we decided to make this shift in musical aesthetic was we wrote this song that all of a sudden, like, we got excited about and audiences started getting excited about too, and we were like, well, maybe there's something here, maybe we should start going down that road.
And that was definitely the first time that had ever happened.
And that was definitely the first time anyone and not just like getting an audience response, but like being down in the basement and like actually like looking around and like really enjoying this collective experience.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of the excitement of like, okay, who has another idea?
Yeah, exactly.
That's and great. Like everybody's welcome to bring an idea. Who's got one?
Yeah. As opposed to just trying to doctor up Galen songs, you know?
Which were terrible, okay, guys? We've already established that.
Well, can you guys do a version of that, of Hacienda Motel?
We sure can. Here we go.
Pickwick playing live for us today in the cafe, and a little little film noir of a song called Hacienda Motel. And Galen, I've read a bunch of interviews where you are kind of reluctant to say too much about what specific songs are about, or songs are about specifically, I should say. You want us to do a little bit more work, huh?
Please. No, I mean, yeah, I mean, I think we've kind of touched on the general themes of the record, where it's like a collection of short stories that deal with sort of the line, you know, when creating art or other things, just how to balance not going crazy.
Gotcha. But you have come clean on where Pickwick, the name of the band, comes from. And if any people know Lou Reed's history, they know that when he was first in New York City making music, he was kind of a musician for hire, and the label was Pickwick.
I mean,
they were like imitating other bands and things.
Yeah, it was the best. I mean, you know, can you imagine Lou Reed sitting at his work desk, and then some supervisor comes up to him and says, "We need you to write a dance song that's going to rival The Twist." And then Lou Reed just sort of starts to, you know, twiddle his thumbs. And he's like, "I got this." You know, and it's this subversive dance song that no one can follow. It's amazing.
Yeah, well, that's the one you guys cover. What's it called?
The Ostrich.
The Ostrich. You can imagine what the dance moves were.
Yeah. Galen tries to do them on stage, and he comes pretty close.
Yeah, they look terrible.
And I mention that because you guys have a digital EP out of some covers, including a Damien Jurado tune and The Ostrich.
Yes.
Indeed.
Yes.
Pickwick are our guests, and let us continue. What do you want to play next?
This will be Halls of Columbia. This is the first song on our new record.
Touch me to complete the current of sound. For the bass you sampled
Pickwick finishing up their session with Halls of Columbia from Can't Talk Medicine. Our thanks to the band for joining us live today here on the World Cafe. I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN is produced at WXBN in Philadelphia. If you'd like to hear more of our World Cafe sessions and get daily cafe alerts, you can sign up at our website at worldcafe.npr.org. As always, thanks for spending your time with the World Cafe.